Welcome to Walking Between the Worlds with Elmeen. This hour, you will see powerful revelations. A world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Elmeen.
A very, very warm welcome to all those who have joined us today for our radio show. And today we are speaking about the Golden City. Now, we had actually hoped that we could speak directly to those today, but as I warned at the very beginning of the show, some days these beings are available and some days they're not. If we had pre-taped the show, we could have spoken directly to those, but we cannot at this time. However, the entire show is going to fill you in about this Golden City described in Revelations in the New Testament of the Bible, and you will see it today through the visionary eyes of Katerina, through the experience of Ruthann, who was there on December 1st when we for the first time tried to make a bridge between realms that would allow us to be an experience in this city. When it is visible to all, what will this mean to the Earth's inhabitants? And so much more that will today be given as information. Now, it starts with a vision. And so you shall find that Katerina herself had this vision. It was the discovery of the goddess herself. I had been unaware of a riddle unsolved by seers throughout Toltec history until I had visions on January the 5th, 2005. It was communicated to me then that through the ascended masters of this planet, that they have always told seers that of the mystical relationship between the three and the four could be solved by one in human form. Life would make a huge evolutionary leap in consciousness. Not having a physical teacher, I only became aware of it as part of the body of information I received during my mystical experiences. It seemed imperative that it be solved by someone within physicality. I had been told it was in preparation for solving the great mystery. Perhaps this relationship between the three and the four was the mystery that was meant. On May the 30th, a new women's group arrived for their second week of instruction at my house. And from the moment those seven light-filled women arrived, I felt something huge was about to happen. The first day, a sister from Curaçao explained that she was sent by the Catholic saints, who told her that I would be able to assist in reversing the actions of black magicians. She said a great deal of dark and destructive sorcery was regularly done by those who practice in South and Central America. Their black sorcery was usually done in the name of the various saints. She had promised to bring a resolution to this situation and was told that I held the key. Following a series of events, I became aware that I held judgment against these practitioners who used the powers of the hidden realms to injure or bind others with dark arts. Their unscrupulous practices and lack of perception damage the web of life. This causes an imbalance in nature and has, on several occasions, resulted in great cataclysms to the planet that have caused the fall in consciousness of man. I knew mankind had to descend in order to be able to ascend, but still had a negative emotional response to black magic. During the first 2 days of training this group, I traveled out of my body during my lunch breaks to see from an eagle's perspective why my vision surrounding this topic was so limited. I saw the numerals 999, and then a crystal was placed between myself and the numerals. They now appeared as 666. What this symbolized was that deep inside, we all know we should be able to make a profound difference to our fellow man through every choice we make. When the knowledge of how to do this in a positive way becomes obscured, we seem disempowered, and the ability to impact negativity seems preferable to having no ability at all. And in many of the countries where large numbers of black magicians lived, life is reduced to survival. in such hopelessness, there is very little thought given to the long-term consequences of such actions. By the third morning, I could embrace with compassion this area where previously there had been only judgment. As the group and I sat down for opening prayers, I heard clearly, this is the day for the key to be turned. This is the day the planet will move up and overtone. I shared this message with the sisters that somehow someone would turn a key that day. I asked them to feel the frequency of the trees and the earth, for later it would sing a different song due to the upward shift in frequency. Right before lunch, to my own amazement, I uttered these words. I will be traveling out of body during the break to solve the mystery between the three and the four. My feet automatically took me to the kitchen, where I had a calendar picturing crop glyphs photographed in England during 2003. I barely had time to glance at it when I found myself turning to a page showing three crop glyphs that had appeared in the same location over a two-year period. Through the knowledge of dynamic geometry, a geometry that isn't something with angles or joints, but instead moves, I could see that these images weren't depicting our third-dimensional illusion-based geometry with its angles and joints. The crop glyphs clearly indicated that the four sprang from the three. The square was created from a triangle, and it represented the relationship between the three higher bodies and four lower bodies. A stigmata manifested on my left leg in the middle of my shin. It was the exact replica of one of the crop glyphs I was contemplating. During my out-of-body experience, it became crystal clear that the infinite and its creation, comprised of the four great frequency bands of compassion, were the mental, emotional, astral or etheric, and physical bodies of a vast being of indescribable consciousness. But beyond it lay three additional bodies, the spiritual emotional, the spiritual mental, and the spirit body of this vast being in whom we reside. A being in identity consciousness tries to function using only the four lower bodies to run its life. But the mental body keeps the messages from the three higher bodies away. Blocking information, it forms a barrier. A being that enters into God consciousness removes this barrier of the mental body so that the three higher bodies become the operators of life. Well, to entities in higher realms, these truths must be apparent. After all, they drew in the crop glyphs of England. But all of creation waited for understanding to dawn in the densest levels. It was in physicality that the key of perception had to unlock the barrier of the mental body and allow the influence of the three higher bodies to filter through. I understood the relationship, and I stood before the large square, the four great bands of compassion. Another door opened and the new energy flooded into the densest levels of creation, the true goddess, the mother of all things, the three higher bodies representative that created the infinite and was filling all creation with her love, was able to flood through in her influence from the three to the four. When I returned to the body, I was in poor condition. My breathing was shallow and I could hardly walk. I explained to the sisters what had occurred, and the enormity of it left us speechless. We listened to Handel's Messiah while attempting to internalize these extraordinary insights by understanding them with our hearts. Above the house, the heavens opened, and I could see a column of angels descending. They blew on trumpet-like instruments. The frequency raised the earth to the next overtone. My condition grew worse by the hour. I was trembling, and waves of nausea and terror and pain hit me in the solar plexus. This went on till deep in the night. When I stood before the greatest gate of all, the three great keepers had guarded it, one light, one neutral, and one dark. A dark being, huge and ominous, had followed me back, and now I came under the worst attack I had ever endured. The beloved sister stood around my bed, but as the night wore on, I started to seriously doubt whether I would survive. I had long since lost any food I had consumed that day, and waves of pain and fear continued to bombard my solar plexus. I felt as if a spike had been driven into my head, and from the trauma, the fields around my body had been bumped into a very distorted configuration, and I felt my life force leaking out. An unconscious channel and friend that channeled Melchizedek was called by my sisters. But minutes before the phone rang, he awoke to find this dark being also entering his bedroom. Instantly aware that there should be three, he asked, "Where are the other two?" When he could receive the information that the fields had been bumped, together the sisters stood around my bed and banished the darkness, and I felt the tide turn and knew everything would be fine. The goddess had been revealed. I was able to sleep for the remainder of that night. On June the 8th, an astrological phenomenon that our beloved guest, Katerina Mazar, that will speak to you this morning, will tell you about, started. Venus transited the sun. It started on June the 6th, 3 days after my physical trial, when Venus moved across the face of the sun between the Earth and the sun. The last Venus transit happened 121 years ago, and now it happened again. You see, 3 days after such a crucifixion, the goddess energy arose on Earth. The goddess had her resurrection. We will return right after our break to interview our beloved master, Katerina Mazar. Join us then.
Almeen is a globally recognized mystic, seer, healer, and teacher of God consciousness. Her students, masters, discover their personal power by shedding layers of social conditioning while attaining the power of forgiveness, silence, and self-reliance. Explore with Almeen as your yogic guide the mysteries of the cosmos through her series of CDs, books, online magazine, seminars, and workshops. Discover your own personal path to manifestation, ascendancy, and enlightenment by visiting Almeen on the web at www.spiritualjourneys.com. That's www.spiritualjourneys.com. Reclaim your right to live a life of mystery and magic, and log on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Walking Between the Worlds with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Welcome back, and we welcome with us today Katerina Mazar, a mystic who specializes in major galactic events such as eclipses, planetary transits, and alignments. Not only is she a wonderful visionary, but she is the creator, writer, and producer and star of the mystical spiritual television show Goddess Galactica. And now, to our listeners, we are going to be speaking to Katerina, but it's not going to be an ordinary interview. What we are going to be doing is to compare notes. Katerina, welcome, and can you tell us in your diary, what is it that you wrote for December 3rd, 2002?
Yes, hi, Almeen. On December 3rd, 2002, there was a total solar eclipse, and during that eclipse, the sun blasted out some energy to the Earth, piercing and cracking the darkness, the dark energy that has had a stranglehold on Earth for eons. And this energy looked and felt like a laser beam piercing a thick, rock-hard, solid piece of ice. That's how it appeared to me. And from that moment on, the darkness that had existed in, on, and around the Earth and humanity was no longer solidified, so this was a big turning point. Once that darkness had been cracked, as it was in that moment, then it could be broken, released, and transmuted.
So if we look now at the notes that I have for December the 3rd, 2002, today is a very important day. Today it is that the solar system and the Earth starts to curve and make the return back to the heart of God, or the heart of the Goddess. It is the time when the ascension starts to go into a curve that could eventually go into a major ascension. The descension curves and becomes an ascension.
Yeah, that was a major turning point.
It was indeed. And the Earth, being a very important pivot point, as we shall discuss later on, has attracted the attention of all beings everywhere in the solar system. For as we turned, we pulled them behind us eventually. Tell us now what happened on August the 27th, 2003.
That was the Mars alignment. That was when Mars was the closest to Earth than it had ever been in 60,000 years. And what happened was, what I experienced is that first I saw the Earth, the virgin Earth, before humanity was ever populated on Earth. And some, I call them space beings, some space beings from another galaxy, very, very, very far away from our Milky Way galaxy, came all the way to planet Earth and deposited in and on Earth some crystalline, pyramid-shaped objects. They placed them in the Earth and on and around the Earth, and then they left the Earth and never returned. Now, that was long ago. Then on August 27, 2003, during the Mars alignment, when Mars was the closest to Earth than it had been in 60,000 years, these space beings came back. I saw them standing, one of them standing on Mars, on the planet Mars, and in that moment, when the alignment was the closest to both planets, that space being activated with his energy, activated those holy galactic objects that they had placed in, on, and around Earth eons ago.
Well, August was the month that I experienced something with the star beings myself that I will relay to our listeners. We have already said that as the Earth became the cosmic pivot point, a surge of interest in this tiny speck in the cosmos was generated, attracting many star beings. But for me, perhaps the most profound was during that month. Four of my students and I were taken aboard an Andromedan craft and shown how to work with timelines. This was done to show us how to move the planet out of harm's way of a potential catastrophe that lay in its future at that time. We spent many hours out of body each day working on several continents, preparing locations which would eventually have pyramids. We were warned that from the work we were done, a very noticeable time-space anomaly would occur the following day within a 20-mile radius of my house. Later that day, after we had worked with the timelines, a former NASA scientist and Pleiadian contactee called to say the Andromedans have contacted him, and he was to tell me that the impending damage to the Earth had been averted due to a shift of its timeline. He added that a large part of national dharma, which is like collective karma, had been cleared in the Middle East. The time-space anomaly became apparent the next day when my office manager, unaware of what we had done, drove to work from out of town. She came into the office with a bewildered look. "It's the strangest thing. About 20 miles from here, it felt as though I was entering into another reality. It almost felt as though I was driving into a gelatinous substance. I had to go to my bank to have them notarize something. Something that should have taken 20 minutes took 4 hours. I decided to go to another branch, but saw the strange sight that I had seen at the first bank, where the rows were so long of people waiting to be served that it went out onto the sidewalk. All the clerk kept saying to me was, "I'm sorry, my head aches, I can't think straight. I can't deal with this today." Driving around town, people seemed in a strange dazed state, and several times we had to evade cars who seemed oblivious to our presence. About a week later, two Andromedans, a male and a female, began appearing off and on over a period of time for about 6 months by my side, and when I would place my index finger on my third eye, the tall bluish beings would appear, visible to some, not to others, one either side of me to give the information I needed. They became dear friends, and the information regarding transformation, transmutation, and transfiguration, as I gave in Journey to the Heart of God under Anatomy of Change, is the result of their teachings. What happened on November 8th?
November 8th, 2003, was a total lunar eclipse, and many, I'm sure, many of the listeners will know it as the Harmonic Concordance. And first I must say that when you're dealing with the planets, the galaxy, all beings, all these planetary beings, the galaxy, they're all live beings. They have a consciousness and they have a personality. And during that event, the Harmonic Concordance, the Sun, the Moon, Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, and Chiron, they all participated in a configuration which formed the Star of David over planet Earth. Now, what I saw above that, who was really kind of orchestrating the event, this huge galactic being was hovering over and presiding over that configuration. In my experience, I happened to be on the beach on the Oregon coast, and during that eclipse, I was looking out over the ocean. It was nighttime, it was dark, and I saw a huge mountain range rise up out of the ocean, out of the Pacific Ocean, and it was, all I can say, it was dripping with this incredible energy that was crystalline, it was colorful, it was another world. And even the sky behind the mountain range was, the Earth had turned into another world in that moment, and behind the mountain range, the sky was this magnificent yellow, orangey, pinky color. It was just incredible, but it was the activation of that energy, and I know that you wanted to explain what that energy was.
Well, what I have in the notes that I have kept over the years, I wrote a diary for a while and then I stopped, but then it went into books. What I have for that time is the activation of the memory of the Earth, of her former glory. She remembered, because memory is kept in rocks and crystalline beds, and this was the time that Mother Earth remembered that she was the way shower home, and that she had been designated to be that since the very beginning. And so that is in my notes. But tell us your version. I shared briefly at the beginning what happened during the Venus transit when the goddess arose. What is your experiences during the Venus transit, which is June 8th, 2004, when it completed? Is that right?
During the Venus transit, yeah, it was on June 8th, 2004, when Venus was going in front of the Sun. It was incredible. It was so beautiful. It was like she was dancing in front of the Sun, and it was just magnificent because Venus was communicating with Earth, and they had made this contract together eons ago, and in this moment they were fulfilling the contract, and Venus, oh God, she was so beautiful. She sent this incredible mathematics, this holy mathematics started coming out of Venus into Earth, and it was the mathematics of forgiveness. And this was allowing, as it hit Earth, and it was a gift for Earth and all the inhabitants of Earth to really receive the divine mathematics of forgiveness, so that every person that chose could embody these holy mathematics of forgiveness, which would make the process of forgiving much easier.
Now, my brothers and sisters, isn't this interesting? You who are my light family that have joined us. I only met Katerina very, very recently in quite a miraculous way. Somebody had left one of my books at the airport for her, and she discovered it. And she started reading it. Somebody had left it behind, and apparently it's part of a club who leave these books all over the world, not just my books, but other books that have a profound effect on them. She read it and contacted me to be on her show. But that was the time that I uncovered, because of my knowledge of dynamic geometry, the horizontal axis, which is feminine. Now, she calls it the mathematics of forgiveness. See, when math is the way we think it is, with angles and joints, it is exclusive. Whenever anything is exclusive, it is not of that which is of the mother. It is, in fact, that which is of illusion. It is the clear sign that we are making wrong choices when we become exclusive. Now, we spoke there of the mathematical, dynamic mathematics, which is without angles and joints, and it moves. I explain a little bit of what it is in Secrets of the Hidden Realms, and you are able to also get it on some of my CD sets. But what it is inclusiveness. It's a geometry that includes all life, because it folds around life and through life. It doesn't, with its angles and joints, exclude any portion of life. So what we have here is, in fact, the discovery of geometry that brings about inclusiveness. And inclusiveness is the umbrella concept of forgiveness. Tell us about October 13 when we get back from this advertisement break.
Elmeen is a globally recognized mystic, seer, healer, and teacher of God consciousness. Her students, masters, discover their personal power by shedding layers of social conditioning while attaining the power of forgiveness, silence, and self-reliance. Explore with Elmeen as your ultimate guide the mysteries of the cosmos through her series of CDs, books, online magazine, seminars, and workshops. Discover your own personal path to manifestation, ascendancy, and enlightenment by visiting Elmeen on the web at www.spiritualjourneys.com. That's www.spiritualjourneys.com. Reclaim your right to live a life of mystery and magic. Log on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. You've been walking between the worlds with Elmeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Elmeen.
We welcome you back as I compare notes with Katerina Mazar, mystic, seer, and visionary, and compare how we received very similar information, different routes, throughout the years as we compare notes in our diaries. We ask her now to relay what she saw on October 13th, 2004.
During that partial solar eclipse, we saw the sun, as the energy from the sun penetrated Earth, it was pushing out old third and fourth dimensional energies, making way for higher dimensional energies to come into planet Earth. And this particular solar eclipse was also paving the way for the total lunar eclipse that was coming up.
Well, what I experienced during that month was that I was interviewed by the Ascended Masters and told that a cataclysmic comet was on its way towards the Earth and would cause huge destruction as it had in previous times, and that I was, with many of the light workers that are in my classes, to prepare a dimple in space so that it would hit that dimple and veer off. So it was during this month that future cataclysmic comet destruction changed and we had a safer future. Tell us also about October 27th, 2004, just a bit later that month.
This was the lunar eclipse, and what happened was there was a major mathematical download for spiritual ascension that poured into Earth. And at the same time that this mathematical download was happening, all the ancient holy structures and artifacts that exist in and on Earth, they were reactivated by this this divine download. And what I thought was really cool was the Pyramid of Giza. I could see transmissions beaming out and being received by the Pyramid of Giza. It was pretty cool. It was coming from another star system in our galaxy. And what else? Oh, yeah. You know, during a lot of these events, especially this particular one, there's a lot of extraterrestrial activity. And this particular one, it was interesting because around the mystical portal that's created during the eclipse, I could see all these extraterrestrial ships, like, protecting the portal. So this this spiritual ascension download would happen.
My experiences during that time are very personal. They're not cosmic or galactic the way many of the other entries are. But what happened during that time was that my body started to prepare itself to go into ascended mastery, which took place during the very last Thursday of February. We also had the experience in February that I was contacted by the Creator Goddess, the mother that gave birth to all life, and told that I will be a gatekeeper and that I will be opening gates and that my body will be changed from mortal to immortal. Earlier in February, she gave me that prophecy. By the end of February, that is what took place. In March, the fairy realms united. They had been split, one below us and one above us. The spirit worlds united, and spirits can now ascend without having to come through rebirth. So a lot of the schisms were joined back together again. Tell us about April 24th, 2005.
Well, that was a lunar eclipse, and speaking of goddess energy, this was a really interesting eclipse because it happened so fast. When the mystical portal opened, I was observing Earth, and she was her regular Earth self. And then in the next moment, zip, as that energy went through the portal, she immediately blossomed into this full-blown goddess energy that was just beautiful. It was like a bud of a flower, just opening up really fast, and
wow.
The Earth was gorgeous, just sparkling with magic and goddess energy. It was just like full-blown goddess energy. Ta-da!
That is very beautiful. It's interesting that that is also the month. She speaks about it being a lunar eclipse. That was exactly the month in April of 2005 that the moon received an angel and a rotating field around her, which all living beings should have, called a Merkaba. And 12 pyramids were hooked up. Now, if you remember earlier, a preparation of 12 sites was done, as well as the placing of crystals in those sites. At this point, some of these crystal pyramids are buried. For instance, in the Grand Canyon, there is one buried beneath the sands. But some are in the etheric only. But 12 pyramids were hooked up to 12 star systems so that the Earth started to have a support system as she turned the corner. And in February of 2005, she started to make her ascent, pulling all of existence behind her. Tell us about October the 3rd.
October the 3rd, 2005, during the solar eclipse.
Yes.
This was really interesting because I had never up to this point never seen this before, but there was this really divine galactic guardian angel from very, very far away that sent this really ancient, it was like ancient galactic mathematics to Earth, and the color of this math was beautiful. It was a beautiful blend of gold and copper color, and this math, what it did was, as it was coming into Earth, and it came into Earth, but the purpose of this math was that there was no longer a contrast between dark and light. So this mathematics has, from this point on, made it easier for all darkness, the dark beings, to be able to assimilate the light. So all darkness and dark entities are now able to receive and assimilate the light so much easier. If they choose to do so, they can transition into light so much easier. Before this happened, there was such a contrast between, like, the dark was over here and the light was over there. So this divine gold copper blend math blended or fused the dark and the light together, making it easier for the dark to assimilate the light.
October the 3rd was a very, very important month for Earth. Previously, and I will just add, and hopefully if we have a little bit of time at the end, which we may not have, but for those of you that can go to Secrets of the Hidden Realms, which is my book, open to page 183, and you will read about May the 13th, 2005, that a coronation of the goddess of all life took place in the halls of Amenti. I describe it in detail, and you can certainly read it there. In October, however, the two Earths separated. A long time have the Hopis and many of the other prophecies referred to a time when Earths would separate, when one Earth would move ahead in ascension and the other would be left behind. This happened during October, and I don't know the exact date of it, but it was during that month that we raised and moved through the sun, all of this kept from man so that they would not go into a panic, in a full-blown ascension, leaving behind the old earth where most of the doomsday prophecies did in fact take place, but we weren't there to see them. Can you tell us now about February, now 2006?
February 2nd, 2006. Now these three next events go together like a trinity. February 2nd, 2006, that's when the alignment came about between Pluto, Alcyon, and the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and actually this portal is still open. So what happened when that portal opened, and we're still experiencing this now, but divine grace is flowing out of the center of the Milky Way galaxy into Earth, and what I saw began happening and happened is that as it's coming into Earth, Earth being a live being, Mother Earth, that inside the belly of Mother Earth, a divine child is being created, has been birthed, and my interpretation of this is that the child is the Christ consciousness. And the way I saw it is just a sphere of brilliant divine light.
By February the 2nd, all of the 600 that had survived the ascension of the planet of Lucifer's hosts lost all their darkness. All underworlds, everywhere within the cosmos, were gone. And at that time, the DNA of all beings were changed from reflecting the seven directions to reflecting the 12 directions. In other words, we became capable of much greater evolution as human beings. Tell us about March 14th, 2006.
That was the lunar eclipse, and Divine Mother, this was really beautiful. Divine Mother came through, and it was, I can't go into the detail of this because it'll take too long, but it was just incredible. She came through with this beautiful, holy, gentle energy with her divine grace, and what she did was that she, for the Christ child that I saw in the center of the earth, her energy, that divine holy grace energy from the Divine Mother, it sealed, infused, protected, and activated the Christ core of Earth. Really a spectacular event. I also felt that there was also a mathematical foundation being laid for the approaching solar eclipse, which was 2 weeks afterwards.
Now, for our listeners, in March 14th, 2006, the city that we have been speaking of, the work began in earnest. The structures began. Thoth and many of the other gods and goddesses were working on the structure. There had been one prepared before, but it was a very much smaller one. And as the planet moved up, it ceased to be. But then the large one was starting to be prepared in earnest. We will return afterwards, and we will finish up with Katerina.
Elmine is a globally recognized mystic, seer, healer, and teacher of God consciousness. Her students, masters, discover their personal power by shedding layers of social conditioning while attaining the power of forgiveness, silence, and self-reliance. Explore with Elmine as you're told to guide the mysteries of the cosmos through her series of CDs, books, online magazine, seminars, and workshops. Discover your own personal path to manifestation, ascendancy, and enlightenment by visiting Elmine on the web at www.spiritualjourneys.com. That's www.spiritualjourneys.com. Reclaim your right to live a life of mystery and magic, and log on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. You've been walking between the worlds with Elmine. For more information on your own spiritual journey, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Elmine.
We are so fortunate to have Katerina with us today. We were just trying to find out which is the best way to do, because she has more entries, but I have another guest waiting for you as well. Perhaps we should finish with March the 29th, 2006, which was such a very important event, and as you point out, part of a trinity of events. And all of this leading up to the preparation and completion of the Golden City here on Earth.
So on March 29th, 2006, during the total solar eclipse, the energy from the sun came out. It was really fantastic. When that mystical portal opened, I saw these perfect equilateral triangles. They looked like little soldiers in a line in the sun, and they shot out row by row into the Earth. And each triangle had a consciousness, and they were comprised of these, once again, holy, sacred mathematics, and they all had a divine mission. And they felt like vitamins, physically to physically strengthen Earth and preparing her for her ascension into the next, the higher dimensional frequency. And this completed the trinity of the Christed energy within the Earth, the Mother, coming from the Divine Creator Mother of the lunar eclipse, protecting that Christed energy, and then the Father giving strength, vitamins to the Earth, preparing her for her ascension into the next dimension. It was really spectacular.
Thank you so much, Katerina. And we now ask Ruth Ann, wonderful Ascended Master that she is, to join us. Ruth Ann, you were with me during the rest of 2006, events that took place that we want to speak about in how we almost created that bridge through to the Golden City so that it would have been there for all to see and what it is that you experienced. Leading up to the event, which we were told would be on December the 1st, some of the masters were asked to do things by proxy. It didn't always make sense to us why we would override our instincts and do things that didn't seem to be our highest way. For example, I was told to eat constantly. You know, and another master was told to do the same. But gluttony had to be overcome so that we could do it by proxy for the multitude. At that time, proxy was used to overcome the vices of the earth. And even though we did not always understand why we would do things, that is exactly what took place, is overcoming by proxy, entering into a form of darkness to overcome it on behalf of the many. Ruthann, could you tell us about September? Let's start from September and welcome beloved Master.
Hi, Almeen. And yes, I can. And I just wanted to say, too, it was very difficult to watch you and the other master go through some of the things you had to experience for us. But yeah, in September, you had to live through a massive stroke. And you then had some severe heart attacks that were just awful. And they would have killed someone, not in immortality. But you and the other master were able to overcome them for everyone else, as you said, for proxy. And another issue was fatigue that you had to overcome. And you were told to finish two books between September and December 1st. I mean, it's a massive undertaking.
Yes.
But we had to provide thousands of names for the angels, together with the meanings for them. And I guess our listeners can think of the meanings as job descriptions. And we had to write these meanings and names in the sacred language, and to associate them, the sigils, with their names. And it was days of nonstop work for you and the rest of us.
And it seemed that every time we reached our limits, we were pushed beyond them, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Information was pouring in from various kingdoms, and we had to capture it in those languages and translate it into English.
Right. And you also might want to mention that each body of information brought to us was booby-trapped. I mean, I found you in the middle of translating the magic for the Mare people, and you were in a semi-coma. Your eyes were rolling around in their sockets, and you were nauseous. You were clearly poisoned from working with the magic. And in different ways, it happened with three different bodies of magic. In some instances, the obstacles caused a deep sleep, and if you succumbed, you would not have awakened. And the protective devices were guarding the sacred white magic of the various kingdoms for eons. But you had to find a solution to them in order to survive.
You know, even the typesetter had problems compiling the book of fairy magic called Aruba Ferina. She wanted to fall asleep while compiling the book and felt nauseous as well. But tell us about the days leading to December the 1st. During that week when we actually were planning on entering the city.
Right. There were still many mysteries to solve, and we were working night and day. The strokes the other master was experiencing increased, as did your heart attacks. Again, it was just awful to watch. The buildings of gold that were visible around the area where we were meeting were becoming more and more visible. And they had been about 40 feet above the ground, but were descending lower and beginning to solidify. But the issue was how to bridge our dense world to the more etheric one of the Golden Palace that was around us. So the bridge had to be dense enough to hold our weight, and finally you were able to solve the riddle just about the time the other master left her body, as though she was ending her life. And this was in order to release the energy needed to bridge that gap.
And remember, too, that Christ had been with us for 3 days prior to this, and at that moment he said, I will see you on the other side.
That was utterly magnificent to hear, yeah. And the other master did remain out of her body for several minutes before she was resurrected. And then everything around us was starting to swirl. The room we were in, there were paintings of the Madonna on all four walls in all four directions. And as the spinning increased, the mouth of the Madonnas in the paintings were, it was amazing. They were moving in sync. Their lips were moving in sync with the language that, of the mother that you were speaking. And it was so out of the ordinary for me to see that, that I asked the others present if they could see the same thing, and they said yes. And I was absolutely in awe. And then as it spun faster, the room spun faster and faster, the portal opened in front of us, and you were to speak words that would take us through. But incredibly, the ones you spoke were wrong. Just as suddenly as it had begun, everything slammed to a stop.
I was absolutely devastated. After weeks of work, I could not believe I had used the incorrect words. I remember falling to the floor and sobbing. We should explain to our listeners in closing why this happened and that a stronger foundation to bridge these worlds is being built even as we speak. In an event of such magnitude, it does not matter how long it takes, only that it must be done correctly. There was opposition to the rule of the goddess, which always is the case during an ascension. It is patriarchal rule that is descension. There was opposition from some of the male gods who had planned some hostile takeovers the minute humanity was able to bridge that gap. Mother, knowing this, deliberately had me speak the incorrect words that closed everything down. If you go to The Ring of Truth, my book that is the latest one that has come out, you will see in the area where I explain how revelation has been fulfilled during these events that Katerina and myself and the Master Ruthann have discussed, you will see that in fact those gods have been done away with. They have been put in the bottomless pit. So it is because of this that it was not yet time. There was more cleaning up to do to create a strong foundation. But to our listeners, I will tell you this from the bottom of my heart. I sometimes, in moments of fatigue, my class asks me whether or not I will continue working on this. I will work on it as long as I breathe, which is bound to be a very long time. Because once having seen one's highest course of action, I have no choice. Can you help? Yes, you can. Every overcoming in your life can be offered up by proxy, so that by proxy, your life becomes stronger and builds a foundation of light and forgiveness. And as it does, brick by brick, we will lay the foundation of a golden city that will usher in a new Jerusalem on earth, a time of a golden reign by the Mother Goddess herself. Join us next week when we will communicate with forgotten kingdoms, some we never even knew we had. We will look at transmissions from the Mer people, the gifts of the unicorns, an interview with a contactee who discovered a previously unheard of kingdom, and much, much more. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.